We learn to look at each other with the images that we've adopted about how to deal with relationship through images, and so only seem to see each other with these types of filters. It's sort of like a ethereal fantasy, like subtle veil, in which we superimpose upon our experience when it comes to relationship with each other and relationship to life. Underneath that is such a raw, palpable, powerful beingness, which is just, if looked at openly, is so easily seen. It's the undercurrent, if you will, of our being. It's already given. It's the given reality of our being. Look at this. We can't account for any of it. It's the given reality of our being. And in this arises these images built up from a certain level of conditioning. Now, mind you, I want to share that I share in two ways. One is the apparent relative arisings, and the other is the absolute uncompromising direct sharing. The absolute uncompromising direct sharing is really the basis and core of who we are. But it doesn't invalidate a sharing arising relatively. So the sharing today started off from the relative sharing of who we are in relationship to each other through our conditioning. So I'm just going to clear that up right from the beginning, that if we step back from even that, we see that all the conditioning and all these ideas and all these undercurrents and all these relational attitudes and whatnot somehow don't exist in the way we think they do either, except as a thought that arises right now, that all crops out. You wouldn't know it unless you had a thought about it that arises right now. And that thought that arises right now is not even within the control of an individual. Pretty amazing stuff, and kind of hard to grasp sometimes. So I hope I could make that an easy expression for you to grasp. So in a lot of these talks, I'll simply have to clear the air in the beginning to give a little perspective of these two places from whence I share and it is shared as the open way.